I couldn't stay awake there in the garden. I was trying to keep watch with him. I'd spent so many nights fishing into the early morning hours, but that night was pressing down on us. I finally woke to his voice. Are you still sleeping? Look, the hour's near. Get up. Let's go. Here comes my betrayer. Judas knew this garden. We'd been there many times with the rabbi. He came that night with soldiers and torches and a signal. The one I kiss in greeting is the man you're looking for. Arrest him. He went straight to the rabbi and said, Greetings, rabbi. The rabbi said, Friend, do what you came to do. And the soldiers stepped forward and seized him. It was more than I could bear. They were trying to arrest the Messiah. I tore my sword from its scabbard and tried to take the head off one of the soldiers. The rabbi said, Put your sword away. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Peter, don't you know that I can call on my Father, and I would have at once 12 legions of angels at my call? All this has to take place. The prophets have foretold it. And the rest of us ran away like children. I followed at a safe distance as they took him to Caiaphas, the high priest. Then after they took him inside, I went to wait in the courtyard. There was a servant standing there in the doorway. He said, You're not one of his disciples, are you? I said, No, I'm not. It was cold and I went to warm myself by the fire. There were others standing there. One of them said, Say, this fellow was with the rabbi from Nazareth. I said, No, I wasn't. Well, certainly you were one of them. Your accent gives you away. I said, I'm telling you, I don't even know the man. I'd followed the rabbi for 3 years, through thick and thin. He'd promised me the keys to the kingdom. In the space of 3 minutes, I told 3 strangers that I didn't even know who he was. When I think back on it, I really didn't know who he was.